Our one letter this week concerns sound in the city centre.
Chris Roden asks, do buskers need speakers? The last couple of years seems to have seen an enormous increase in the number of city centre buskers using amplification. The more do so, the more others feel compelled to. The result, as we see now, is a constant din akin to walking around a festival. Well, this would be fine if I wished to be walked around a festival, but as a shopkeeper, I do not wish to be subjected to this noise all day, and it seems I have no choice in the matter. To retain sanity, I have to close my front door. Apparently, many of these buskers are licensed and thus feel okay treating the city centre like their own personal gig. Can the council not reintroduce non-amplified busking as the norm instead of this ever-escalating tunnel of noise?
More news stories now, including students standing up for their faith and youngsters get a close look at one of the world's top supercars. But first, charging schools for expelling pupils is a problem.
Charging schools which expel students could worsen an alarming rise in expulsion rates in Norfolk and have a damaging impact on children's welfare, a principal has warned. Mary Sparrow from City Academy Norwich said under pressure school leaders could be less inclined to invest money in measures to prevent students being expelled if they felt they could then face thousands of pounds in charges. She said children should not be treated as numbers. Schools Forum members were discussing Norfolk County Council's proposals aimed at tackling the county's soaring expulsion rates and addressing a projected £8.5 million overspend in special needs education. The number of permanent exclusions around Norfolk leapt from 170 in 2013-14 to 195 in 2014-15 and then to 296 in 2015-16, with 137 children excluded in the autumn term alone this year. It has meant that some 100 children in Norfolk are currently missing out on any education and is considered to be in part responsible for the deficit. It's felt the charges would act as a deterrent and raise some of the money needed.
A Norfolk winemaker will be raising a glass after becoming the first English vineyard in history to win a major international award for a still wine. Winbury Vineyards won the accolade of world's best single varietal white wine at the internationally renowned Decanter World Wine Awards 2017. Which saw 17,200 entries. The Bacchus 2015, which won the Wine of the Year trophy at the English and Welsh Wine of the Year competition in 2016, scored 95 out of 100 to win the Platinum Best in Show title. Head winemaker Lee Dyer said the county's climate makes it an ideal place to grow the Bacchus grape, as it favours the drier autumnal conditions seen at his vineyard in Sirlingham. Stephen Skelton, head judge for the UK region of the DWWA, said the Winbury Bacchus packed a powerful fruit-filled palate with an acid-toned finish. This is the type of dry English wine that will please any discerning palate, he added. Although only on its fourth vintage, Winbury has already picked up 8 awards in 3 years, including East Anglian Wine of the Year.
Students staged an open-air prayer in protest at the loss of their religious space at their university. In a show of solidarity, students from all backgrounds and religions held hands and encircled their Muslim friends as they staged the demonstration at the University of East Anglia. The university said a refurbishment of its library study spaces and main lecture theatres meant the usual facility which Muslim students use for regular prayers would be temporarily unavailable.
Students with learning difficulties have hosted a plant sale to sell off the surplus plants they have grown as part of a community project. The students have been growing the plants as a part of Norwich in Bloom, including this year's national RHS Britain in Bloom Norwich bid finalist entry. They grew 20,000 summer bedding and perennial plants at the college's living classroom greenhouses. More than 2,000 geraniums have been grown by the students and would be planted along the wall of St. Stephen's Church and on Golden Ball Street and at the entrance of All Saints Church in Westlegate. Ready for the judge's visit on July the 18th and August the 8th to take a two-hour tour around the Norwich Bid area.
Students from a school in Norwich were treated to the surprise tour of one of the world's most exotic supercars. Pupils from Lakenham Primary School were given the chance to get up close with a Lamborghini Gallardo, which was dropped off by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Along with the car, Enterprise Rent-A-Car's local management team of Chris Watling and Lucy Brooks gave educational sessions with a range of prizes to Year 6 classes. The pupils had to design their own supercar, which included drawing up a budget and making the difficult decision on what special features they wanted the car to have. The final designs were presented to the rest of the class and a winner voted for. Afterwards, the youngsters had the chance to quiz Mr. Watling and Miss Brooks about their job roles. The Lamborghini Gallardo is the Italian company's best-selling car and can reach speeds of 190 miles an hour.
A student nurse at Norwich's Helsdon Hospital has received a top award for her work improving patient care. Mandy Spall received the Royal College of Nursing's Foundation Impact Award at the organisation's Congress in Liverpool in recognition of the impact achieved in learning and development to improve patient experience and nursing care. Miss Spall, a student at the University of Suffolk and currently on a work-based learning programme at the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, was funded by the RCN Foundation to complete a Mindfulness for Health course. She is also currently studying to complete her nursing undergraduate degree.
Now to our feature, written by Derek James, who has some lovely memories of dining out in Norwich, and Kim Lusher is here to tell us more.